Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. May I please have your last name and zip code?
Hey, my name is Natasha with Capital One on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Pretty good. I have a customer on the line, and she was charged a membership fee for $129.60 and would like to know why. Are you able to help her with that?
Yes, ma'am. I only need her last name and zip code.
I actually have her on the line for you.
Okay.
Levesque is LeVesque, and what was else you wanted?
Your zip code, ma'am.
Oh, 77396.
And your first name is Celia?
Yes.
Okay. And what seems to be the problem today?
Yeah, I mean, when it was Crafty's, you purchased one class at a time and you owned it forever supposedly, and then it got switched to Blueprint, and then Blueprint went out of business, and they sent me an email saying that they were trying to work on scooting over the forever owned videos to another site. But I have not received any correspondence from y'all since August, so I'm not sure why am I being charged and what do I get for my $129, because there's nothing from y'all.
Ma'am, your auto renew is still on, so they're going to automatically take out the money off your card.
So what do I get for it?
You'll be able to get all of your classes, your access to all your classes.
I own the classes. No, there's no more classes. Blueprint said they're shutting down. There won't be any more unlimited classes to view. There's nothing there to view.
Ma'am, what?
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
I mean, but the thing is I've gotten no correspondence since August from you. And the last I heard is that y'all were going to shut down the on-demand watching unlimited videos.
Okay, ma'am, you should be able to do it through, you should be able to access your account through Craftsy, because Blueprint is basically Craftsy. They just changed the name.
Right. They changed it from Crafty's to Blueprint, and I guess now back to Crafty's, but I've received no correspondence from y'all. I don't even know how to access my stuff. I don't know what I get for the $129. Because I heard that y'all went belly up. Y'all notified me that you were, you went belly up.
Okay, let's see. So you're an annual member.
I mean, a year ago I paid my dues, and then I heard that y'all went bankrupt. And that was the last notification I got from y'all.
Okay.
So let me wake up my computer and then go to that site you're telling me about.
So you should be able to access all of your things, but what you will have to do is I will have to get in touch with my supervisors and see why you was being charged and you never got your refund, or we will have to see what you can.
I mean, I don't know what I get for it. So let me go to, it says crafties.com, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm going to there, and it says Crafties, C-R-A-F-T-S. Hold on, this is spelled. C-R-A-F-T-S-Y.
Yes, ma'am.
.com. Okay. All right, then I'm going to log in. It's saying error, invalid username. So that's my last. It's not even letting me in.
Ma'am, have you tried to reset your password?
No, I haven't tried it because y'all notified me that you went bankrupt and that you were working on trying to move the video somewhere we could watch, and then I haven't received any more correspondence from you. So I haven't changed my password to Craftsies.com.
So you haven't changed it or anything?
Nope. I've never changed it. So I'll tell it I forgot it, but I've never changed it.
Okay. Do you want to change it so you'll be able to get in?
Okay, it says they sent me an email, so I'm going to go back to my email. Okay, password reset. Oh, it gave me a new username. So I never had that username before. It says someone requested a new password username and it has part of my last name and a number. And then it says click here to reset.
Okay.
All right. So, because last time you log in, it was with an email.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so I'm making up a new name and then sign in. It says when you sign in, it says use an email address.
Yes, ma'am. You have to use the email address in order for you to sign in.
And then, okay, so what classes am I able to see for my membership?
The ones that you purchased, ma'am. All of your classes that you already purchased, you'll still be able to see them.
So you're saying if I don't pay this membership fee, all the classes I previously purchased, y'all take them back? Because it's supposed to be for, they always kept saying it's forever owned.
No, ma'am, you will still have access to those classes.
Okay, so then I don't get anything extra by paying a membership fee. So why would I want to pay for a membership fee if I don't get anything extra out of it? Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I'm not getting any additional classes for my 129, and you're not taking away my old classes that was supposed to be forever owned, right?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so I guess if that's the case, then I don't really want to pay a membership fee.
So I'm not gonna get anything for it. Cancel your membership fee?
Yeah, because you said I get to keep my classes. It says forever owned, so I get to own them. And so why would I pay a membership fee if I'm not gonna get extra things to watch?
I understand.
So when it was under Blueprint, you had all these things you could go to and just watch them once and not own them. You just watched them.
If she watches new videos, is she able to keep those forever, or you just watch them and then that's it?
She'll be able, the ones that she already owns, she'll be able to keep those and watch them forever.
But moving forward, she wouldn't be able to if she looked at another video.
Yes, she still will be able to, but she won't be able to access classes that she did not purchase.
Right, but you're saying that there is no more classes to watch.
There are.
Okay, so there are. Okay, so it's like, is it just like Blueprint where you can just find something new and watch it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm just wondering why y'all didn't notify me of all this. Because I know the last email, it said that we would notify you when all this stuff is going to come out and that kind of thing, what was going to happen, and no one's noticed, you know. Yeah, I don't see any new classes to watch. So, like, where do I go to see new classes that I've never seen before?
You can go onto the home screen. Or you can just go and find out which
tab. I don't see anything that says the word home on it. I see my account, my order history, classes, memberships.
You should be able to press the Craftsy logo, and it will take you to the home screen.
Okay, so I clicked it, and then let's say I'm just going to see if there's classes I can actually watch. Then I'll do the. If it's just like the old, that's why I like it. So I think it would be fine to keep that as long as. But y'all just didn't tell me anything.
I understand,
so,
ma'am.
If it's happening to me, it might be happening to other people. That's the thing. So, okay. All right, I'll keep it then.
So you want to keep your membership, ma'am?
Yeah. If y'all just sent me an email about it, I liked what was there. I just didn't know that it was available. And all this time, I'm thinking y'all went bankrupt. I haven't been watching anything, but yet I feel like I wasted a lot of my membership for like almost a half a year. I kind of think y'all really should credit me for like a half a year because I didn't even know it was available to watch anything because no, you didn't notify me. All I know is that you went bankrupt.
I understand, ma'am.
So, I mean, I feel like, you know, y'all took a half a year of my membership fee and I didn't get anything for it.
Okay, ma'am, I can refund you half your membership if that is okay with you.
Yes.
Okay. Would that be all for you today, ma'am?
Yeah, so basically my membership starts now and is good till next year this time.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling and have a nice day.
All right. Thank you. Bye.